Greater Sudbury has a new city council, with the new 13-member group sworn in during a ceremony at Tom Davies Square tonight. The new incarnation of city council is led by Mayor Paul Lefebvre, who secured 52.44% of the vote in the October 24 election in what was a nine-way race for the big chair. The balance of city council includes Ward 1 Cown. Mark Signoretti. Ward 2 Cown. Michael Vignini. Ward 3 Cown. Jerry Montpelier. Ward 4 Cown. Pauline Fortin. Ward 5 Cown. Mike Parent. Ward 6 Cown. Renee LaPierre. Ward 7 Cown. Natalie Labbe. Ward 8 Cown. Al Sizer. Ward 9 Cown. Deb McIntosh. Ward 10 Cown. Fern Cormier. Ward 11 Cown. Bill LeDuc. Ward 12 Cown. Jocelyn Landry Altman. 9 ward councillors are incumbents, while Fortin, Parent and Labbe are newcomers. Fortin defeated Jeff McCausland for Ward 4, Parent beat Robert Kirwan in Ward 5 and Labbe replaces Mike Yakubo in Ward 7. Yakubo announced late last year that he was not seeking re-election. Tonight's ceremony was a formal one led by City Solicitor and Clerk Eric LaBelle and officiated by Justice Karen Lish. Elder Arthur Petitegus, Atikamekshung Anishnabek, delivered a reflection and the Shadaki Drum Group performed. With the ceremony complete, the new Greater Sudbury City Council's four-year mandate begins. "I'm looking forward to getting going," Fortin told Sudbury.com after the ceremony. "I'm just very happy to be here and I look forward to doing great things with the rest of council and mayor." While also expressing excitement with her new role in conversation with Sudbury.com, Labbe said the learning curve has already begun, with orientation work commencing via meetings with city staff during lunch breaks from her day job. Lefebvre has also been meeting with the newly elected city council for one-on-one meetings at a venue of their choice, which Labbe said went a long way to forging an important relationship and help foster an understanding between the two. "He's going to have 12 different councillors' perspectives on things, so he has a big task ahead of him," she said. "We definitely as a team have to figure out our different personalities and leadership styles and experience and learn from one another so we can work together." A city council meeting has been scheduled for November 29, followed by special city council meetings on November 30 and December 6. City council meetings are open for public viewing at Tom Davies Square, and a live stream is also available online by clicking here. A video of tonight's inaugural ceremony will also be made available online at this same link soon. See Sudbury.com on Friday morning for a report on Mayor Paul Lefebvre's inaugural address. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.